Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Reb Zev Chaim ben Chaya Edel, or for Shlem Sach Shal Chalei Yisrael, Dov Tzvi ben Chaya, or for Shlem Sach Shal Chalei Yisrael, and Bracha Batzlacha for Simcha ben Nechagitel, and Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitel. We're going to be learning the very interesting Shaila of Kiddushin and Gittin for a mummer l'avodah zara. If somebody is a Jew, but he's also an oved avodah zara, he, rachmana litzlan, he goes to church, he's a Jews for yashka, another type of avodah zara. Many Jews, unfortunately, also take an avodah zara. They have Jewish Buddhists, rachmana litzlan. So the shaila is, what's the status of kiddushin and gittin for such a Jew? In Gittin Lamed, and we're basing this in the Sefer L'Haris Nassen, in the Tshuvas in the 15th volume, which I was zochah to receive from the author himself, and Reino Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol Rav Nassen Gishtetner. He gave it to my son. We went to him once in Bnei Brak as a bar mitzvah present. He wrote a beautiful inscription. This is in Siman Kuf Hei. In Gittin Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Tosas Dibur Maschil Vehu, Rabbeinu Tam was asked about a mummer l'avodas kochavim who divorced his wife, and in the get they didn't write his goyish name, they only wrote his Jewish name. And Rabbeinu Tam says, chas v'shalom, to mention a goyish name, b'toras Moshe. And he brings a raya from the Tosefta in Perek Vav, that a ger who changed his name to a goyish name, he had a Jewish name and he changed it to a Goyish name, and then he was Megarish with the Goyish name, the get is kosher, and the same would then apply to a Mummer, that his original name was a Jewish name, it's even better, it's kosher l'chatchila. Using a Goyish name is kosher. Certainly using your Jewish name is kosher l'chatchila. Ayin Sham and Tosfos. So HaKopanim, Rabbeinu Tam is discussing here about the names of a mummer. If he uses his Jewish name, if he uses a Jewish name and he doesn't use his new Goyish name, is it kosher? So you see from here that a mummer can be Megarish's wife, and we don't say that he is a din goy who doesn't have gerushin. How do we say that? Yisrael, afal pi shechat, Yisrael, when he could be Megarish. So from the diyun of the names of a mummer and a get, you see that a mummer can divorce. So emerges from the Rambam in the fourth parak of Bishas Halacha Tesvav, who writes that Yisrael, mummer shekideish, afal pi shevet razar b'rtzoynai, harelu kedushin gemur, mitzvichu menu get. So Yisrael, mummer that was Mekadesh, even though he's an Ovid of the Zara, it's good kedushin, and she needs a get. So you see that a mummer's kedushin is a good kedushin, and you see that his get is a get. Tor Eben Ezer writes that a mummer that was Mekadesh, his kedushin is a kedushin, and she needs a get. And then some say, this says the Tor, that a mummer who's Mechal Shabbos before Hesia and Avodah Zara, Dino Kogoy Gomer Ve'en Kedush of Kedushin. You hear this? There's a Shita in the Tor that if someone is a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, if he's an Ovid of Avodah Zara, he has a Din of a Goy Gomer. And its kedushin is not kedushin, but firtois the tour of eloi nihira is nishklor, meaning I'm not passing the yeshayimrim. Rather, I'm passing that the kedushin is a kedushin and it needs a get. In the sefer get pasha devin ezer simin kufchav tuchav tes if kufchav beis, he writes that from the Rambam it's mashma that the kedushin are kedushin gemurim ve'in bem sofek. Harelu kedushin gemurim, says the Rambam, ain't suffik. However, he brings from the Shut Maharsh Dam in Evan Ezer Simen Yud, who explains the Rambam that kedushay mamr is kedushay suffik, because the Rambam writes v'tzricha get mimenu, it's mashma, and that it's only kedushin with respect to the fact that we require a get, but if somebody else is makadisher, he needs a get also. Maybe the Kedushin were not a Kedushin, the Kedushin is only Kedushin Safik. So he brings from the Sefer Pnei Moshin Chelik Beis Simen Lamed Ches. So the kedushin of a mummer is either kedushay vaday or it's kedushay safik. We have a shita that it's not kedushin at all, but that's rejected by the tour. L'chayru, we can ask according to the shita that kedushay mummer is a kedushay safik, because maybe he's a din, he has a din of a goy gomer who can't be makadesh. If so, how did the Rambam write and the tour that mummer that was makadesh, she needs a get from him? Since it's a suffix, maybe he has a din of a goy gamor, so then he can't be magarish anymore. Because a goy is no din garish. And if you hold the kedushin is only kedusha suffix, because maybe he's a goy, then how's it shaykh to give a get bechlal? A goy has no din garish. So we should be machmir and say the get's not a get. Be machmir and say the kedushin may be a kedushin, but he can't give a get. But Bamis is not a kasha, because since we're misupik, if he has a din of a goy gamor, he's a din of a Jew. So we'll say Maman of Shach. If he is a din of a Jew, then his Kedushin are a good Kedushin. And then Memela, his Gerushin is a good Gerushin, and the Get is a good Get, because we consider him a Jew. Just like his Kedushin helps, is effective, so too his Get is effective. And if he's a din of a Goy, and his Get is not a Get, then his Kedushin is also not a Kedushin, and she doesn't need anything, because the Goy can't be Mekadesh. And therefore the Rambam writes very well, and the tour that a mummer could be makadish magarish misafik mamanashach. If we're judging him like a Jew, here is ayid. If we're judging him like a goy, here is a goy. No get, nothing. Then you don't need anything. Then she's off the hook. Never married in the first place. But if he's a Jew, then the get is a good get. Mitzad that he's a Jew, just like the kedushin is a good kedushin. However, in the sefer get pashat there in Eben Ezra Sim Kuf Chof Tes, he asks that according to the Shita, that a mummer that was makadish his kedushin is kedushay safik. And his reason is because Shemesh Chashuv Kegoi, the Lesi B'Torah's Kitten V'Kedushin, that according to the Shita is that a mummer that was Makadish, his Kedushin is a good Kedushin B'Safek. And the reason is that it's only Kedushay Safek is because maybe he's a Goy who doesn't have Torah's Kitten Kedushin. If so, a Jew, a good Yisrael that was Makadish in Isha before he became a mummer, and then he became a mummer, how could he be Megaresh? In other words, he married her, he was a good, he was a yeshiva bachur, he wore a black hat, he had paste around his ears, he shuckled a lot during Shemoneh Esrei. And now he's been married for 5 years, and all of a sudden, next thing he knows, his wife knows, he's going to church on Sunday. So what is he? His kedushin was a kedushin gemurim, and now he's a koi misafik. So how could he give a get? So midivrei kol haposkim it's mashma, that even if he was Makadish when he was a Yisrael, the get can still be a good get when if he's Megarish as a mummer. Aye, but he's only a Suffolk Jew afterwards. So if he was Makadish as a mummer, then we said, Maman of Shach, if he's a Jew, it's Gevaldik, he can give a get. And if he's a Goy, then he's a Goy. It never happened in the first place. But if he started when he got married, he was a Jew, and now he's a mummer, now he's a Suffolk Goy, so how could he give a get? So we could possibly be Yashay, based on the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Malachim Lach Zayin, that even though Ben Noach is Aser Be'eshes Chaveiroi, nevertheless, B'kinyan Erisin or Chuppah Ein Chayav Min Aleh. If it's just a Kinyan Erisin or Chuppah, there's no Chiv. But if he lives with her, then there's a chiyuv. And how does he divorce her? Says the Rambam, he has to send her away from his home, or she leaves. There's no gerush in b'ksav. As long as one of them wants to split up, they split up. Based on the Yerushalmi and Kedushin, Aleph, Ben Noach, Lekha, B'Kedushin, B'Gerushin, they don't have real Kedushin and Gerushin. When they live together, they're married. When they split up, they're splitting up. So you see that a goy has no kinyan ishus. Because a woman can just walk away and say, see you later, Charlie. Provided his name is Charlie. So now, based on that, we can say that Yisrael became a mummer if we say that he's a din of a goy gomer. So therefore, the kedushin went bye-bye. Because since he became a goy, his kedushin is no longer a kedushin, and he has no kinyan ishus, and his wife doesn't need a get. And that the Rambam and the Torah write that a mummer that his kedushin is kedushin and requires a get, and the Maharsh Tam says that she needs a get misafek, that's because we're misupik. Maybe it's a din of Kedushin, that is Kedushin is a Kedushin, and Memela she needs a get, because the Kedushin didn't go away, and she needs a get Kedin Yisrael Misafek. But on the Tzad that it's a Goy Gamor, So now she doesn't need a get at all, because Pakua Kedushin, the Kedushin went off, the Kedushin were cancelled. There's no more Kenyan Kedushin, now he's a Goy, the rules changed. It's not so pashut, because it could be that there's no Ishus for a Goy, and there's no Din Gerushin, that's only when he was Makadish, when he was a Goy. When he was a Kadish, he was a Goy, we say, ah, it's not Kedushin. And therefore there's no need for a get, she can just walk away. But who said that if when he married her he was a full-fledged Jew, that now becoming a Goy, becoming a Mummer, is Mafkia the Kedushin? Causes the Kedushin to be annulled? Who said? Maybe this whole vort of her just being able to walk away because it's over, there's no official Kenyan Ishus, is only when it started with no official Kenyan Ishus. And now she can end it without any official breaking up the Kenyan Ishus. But when you started with the Kenyan Ishus, when you started with a good Kedushin, who says that now she can just walk away? So for this, we need to go to a very, very chashivi yisod of the Avnei Miluim based on Rashi and Yevamos. The Avnei Miluim is Mechadesh and Simon Chai in Sif Aleph, that where the Kedushin was behet there, and then afterwards he became Achai Ve'lav, this couple became Aser with a Lav, the first Kedushin goes away, goes off, according to the Mandiyomer, that there's no Kedushin B'tov Se'lavin, right? We have a Mandiyomer in the Gemara, that if there's a Chai Ve'lav, Kedushin aren't even Tofes. So if you have an instance where a couple was married legally, and now they became Chai Ve'lavin, the Kedushin is annulled automatically, even though he was Mekadesh or Beheter. And that's because of the Yisod. Remember, this Yisod for life, it's a Chashiv Yisod. Darin Hafkas Chalos Miminiyas Chalos. You learn the removal of a Chalos from the prevention in the first place of the Chalos. So since in the first place, if they'd have gotten married as Chai Ve'lavin, it wouldn't have worked, the Kedushin wouldn't have been Chal, so too, it's also Mafkia, the Chalos Kedushin, that already took place. And he brings this Yisod from Rashi and Yevamos 49a, Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim Baal Asot, even Rabbi Kiva holds that if a Chai Ve'lavin are together, their child is a Mamzer, nevertheless, if a person has Bia with a Sota, a woman was suspected of being unfaithful to her husband, she's an Isha Sota, he's over on a Lav, he's not allowed to be with her. Nevertheless, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a Mamzer Mechai Ve'lavin, but Babala Sota, even though he's over on the Lav, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Why? The Raya is Da Tafsi Bo Kedushin, because to Kedushin is Tofes. Says Rashi, Da Tafsi Bo Kedushin Le'isha, Da Afla Achar Shezintza Lo Pakim Menei Kedushin Rishon. Because even after she was Mizaneh, the Kedushin were not cancelled, were not annulled. So from the fact that the Kedushin were not annulled, explains the Avnei Miluim, a Sota requires a get minat Torah. But he says, Kimatza be'arvaz davar v'katzav la'sefer krisus. So it must be that the first Kedushin don't go away. If you require a get, then it must be that the first Kedushin, the original Kedushin, is not annulled. Because if we say that Kedushin is not Tofes Besota, so it'd be Roy that the Kedushin would just be annulled automatically from the time she becomes a Sota. So it must be that in the case of Sota, Rabbi Akiva agrees that the children of this union are not a Mamzer. Why? Because there is Tfisas Kedushin with the Sota. What does that mean? It means that the original Kedushin don't go away. There's no Hafkas Chalos. And if there's no Hafkas Chalos, then there's no Menias Chalos. It must be that the Kedushin could be Chal in the first place. And therefore the kids are not a Mamzer. If Kedushin could be Chal, the kids are not a Mamzer. So you see that you learn Hafkas Chalos from Menias Chalos. And Menias Chalos from Hafkas Chalos, they go together. If it can't happen in the first place, then it goes away. And if it goes away, then it couldn't have happened in the first place. So here we say that the Kiddushin of the Sota are not cancelled automatically. It must be that it's Chal in the first place, not Moneach Halos. Because if it wasn't Chal in the first place, then the Kiddushin would just disappear. They would just dissipate. So if you have a case where Kiddushin is Chal Gevaldik, Kiddushin is Tofes, and then you have something that happens, if Kiddushin was Chal in the first place, and then you have something that happens that would cause the Kiddushin not to be Chal, goes away automatically. In the Sefer Asfin D'Oraisa of Yosef Engel, Klal Tes, he brings a number of rayas regarding this question of, do you learn Hafkas Chalos Mimaniyas Chalos? Do you say that you're Mafkia Kiddushin because now they're in a situation where it would be Monea Kiddushin in the first place, where Kiddushin wouldn't be Chal in the first place? That means that now that they already did Kiddushin, it disappears automatically. Brings in, among other things, from the Mishnah Lamelech in the 23rd parak of Kelim Alachates, who's Chokah Lashitas Rashi, that Ocha, that food that's less than a kibbetz is not Makabel Tumah. So let's say you have the food that's a kibbetzah that became Tameh, and then it was cut up. So it's Roi if we say that we judge Hafkas Chalos Minyas Chalos, that the Tumah should be Pokea, should go away, should be removed. It's not Makabel Tumah Bachel Mekibbetzah. And it's like a beggar that was shalosh al shalosh, makabel tumah, and then it was cut. No longer makabel tumah, becomes tar. That we judge, hafkas chalos mimaniyas chalos, ayin sham, sheherich bezeh sefer HaKadosh asvin doi reisa v'yosef engel. So according to the svara that we're done, hafkas chalos mimaniyas chalos, so Farentfritz, the kasha of the Get Pashut, who asked, why don't we say that he was makadesh al tzid? And now he became a mummer, he can't be magarishir anymore. Why? Because now it's suffix that he's a guy. And the Kedushin were a good Kedushin, but now he can't undo the Kedushin because he's a guy. If he married her, it's a good Jew. And now he becomes a suffix guy. Maybe the Gerushin isn't a Gerushin, but based on what we said, it's not a Kasha. Because if we say that he's a guy Gamor, and he's not Batar's getting a Kedushin, so Memela Nifkua Kedushin, Arishon, Memela the first Kedushin go away. Because we're judging Hafkas Chalos Minyas Chalos. Since he would have tried to marry her in the first place like this, on the tzad that he's a guy, then the Kiddushin would have been Chal. Memela, now she doesn't need a get. The Kiddushin just dissipates. Disappears. Just like a Sota. That if we would say that Kiddushin are not Tofes in a Sota, so then we should say also that the original Kiddushin are Batal. But like Rashi says, since we see that there's no Kiddushin remain with this Isha Sota, it must be that Kiddushin Archal in the first place, and maybe the kid's not a mamzer. Because we takar done, Hafkas Chalos Meminiyas Chalos. Since here there's no Hafkas Chalos, it must be there's no Meminiyas Chalos. But if there is a Hafkas Chalos, then there is a Minyas Chalos. So on the tzad that he's a guy, and he's not Batarot's getting the Kiddushin, so Memela, the first Kiddushin go away, because let's say he would try to marry as a guy. So Arbidnish doesn't work. So Memela, now he doesn't need a get. And if you say that becoming a mummer doesn't make him into a guy, then the get is a good get. So Manavshach, the get works. And the tzad, that he now became a guy. So since that would be Monea the Chalos, that's also Mafkia the Chalos. Since it would stop them from getting married, it also undoes the marriage after they're married. And on the tzad that he remained a Jew, so then the get is a good get. So, praying for the kasha, the get pashut, who asked, if he married her as a Jew, how can he divorce her as a Safek guy? So based on this yisod of the Avnei Milum Das Rashi, that you're done, hafkas chalos, meminias chalos, it also emerges that somebody who's makadesh isha, kiddin, and the kiddushin can go away in certain instances without a get, and that would be a katan who, let's say, he became 13 years old on the 15th of Adar, and he was makadesh and isha, and his kiddushin gemur min haTorah because he was makadesh al tzgadol, and then bathed him as ma'abra the shana, and it turns out that he was really 12, he was really Adar Rishon, and his birthday isn't going to be till next month. So it turns out that he was really a katan. So now the kedushin are going to go away, because since it would have been monei chalos, it's also mafkia the chalos. Had he tried it originally as a 12-year-old, it wouldn't have worked. So now that we realize he's a 12-year-old after the fact, it also doesn't work. But the truth is, you don't really have to come onto this sort of Rashi. Not everybody agrees with this far of Rashi. Look in Tosis, Mem Tesam and Beis and Yevamos, and there in the Avnei Miluim. But here you can say that the pshat is that he was never gadol in the first place. In our case, he was makadish or Yisrael gamor, and then he became a safek goy, he became a mummer. So there you have to say, if we're mafkia the chalos, then it's also monea the chalos. And if it would have been monea the chalos, now it's also mafkia the chalos. So since it would have been monea the chalos if he was a goy when he got married, now it's also mafkia the chalos. But here we're talking about a case where it turns out that he was never a gadol in the first place. The mafreyam is barer that he was never a gadol; he was a kadin. So lekulei alma, the kedushin is not a good kedushin, and they would not require a get. So this is a very, very lamdashi yisodistik sugya, and we should be zocha to be osek in it more. Maybe at some point learn together the klal tes of the asin d'orais and see his rayas kedai to kick in inavenik, as they say in Portugal. And we should be zocha lil modu lamid lishmor v'las l'kaim is called livrei sal matoras v'yahava main v'yamhin shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.